This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, Jeff, I got another pet peeve. I was at a high school football game on Friday.
Yeah.
Reading the scores backwards. Oh, my God.
Who I wanted was doing to put that?
The PA announcer.
Well, that's on them.
Oh,
come on, step up.
Reading the scores backwards. Like, I just wanted to...
Go tell people. Hi, I'm Andy Baskin.
My daughter looked at me and she was like...
You're reading the score.
Daddy, okay? I'm like, I'll be okay. She cringed a little. I was excited that I've instilled my will into my children to understand that when you say a score, say the higher score first.
There it goes.
Say the highest.
There it goes.
It's not... It's not.
And if you're doing it graphically, Guardians, the home team goes
win.
On the bottom.
Yes. Guardians win 2-6.
Home team on the bottom.
Ah, it drives me insane.
I think it drives Jack and Solon insane as well.
Unless you're doing soccer, then it's home team on the top.
Yeah, that's
hey guys.
Right.
It's because it's European. Everything's
right.
Upside down.
Everything's crazy.
Hello, Jack.
Good afternoon, guys.
And
I was going to reprimand you for talking about a team that shouldn't be talked about, but I know you got to talk about something.
Oh, are you putting us in the corner? You're
going
to reprimand us? Shame on us?
And I was listening this morning because I did take a break from my important work, but I just wanted to say one thing. Thank God for the Cavaliers so that we are not going to be totally depressed for the entire winter. This is it's energized the whole city, and it's a great thing. But let me just say I wanted to comment about a couple of things you had mentioned. Number one, bringing Bill Belichick here. Why would he come here? And why would Shedeur Sanders and his father come here?
I just gave you the only reasons that it would even be humanly possible. And it would have
money?
To be outrageous and with all kinds of power and head coaching, and it would be another mistake all the way around.
The Sanders family, they have no ties here. They're probably going to go to Dallas. There's no way that they're coming here. And Bill Belichick, I don't know, does he still have a bad taste in his mouth? Even saying the name of Cleveland, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, I don't know. He's over
Bill
that.
Always liked it here.
I don't think Bill has ill will towards Jeff and I can tell you that.
There's going to be major, I don't know if they need to, but there's going to be major changes made because I can't see us winning another game the entire year. And I know you have to talk about him. It's a real shame. Wholesale changes are going to be made. But here's the question. They have really quit since the beginning of the season, and I don't understand why. I mean, for the first game, the Dallas game, they are not playing for this city. They're not playing for the management. They're not playing for the coach, and I don't understand why. Do you have any thoughts on that?
It's an interesting thought, Jack. I don't know that they've quit playing. I didn't like the effort of the defense yesterday, especially in the second half, but I didn't like the effort of the defense. I thought the offense played its you-know-what off yesterday. I saw nothing but effort out of the offense yesterday. Would you agree?
To some degree, but there's something wrong and it's been wrong since the beginning of the season. I just can't put my finger on it. I don't think it's Kevin Stefanski, but he's going to be gone, I think. And so is the GM. I think the wholesale changes are coming, whether that's the right move or the wrong move. But you can't have a team that went from the playoffs the year before to end up being, what, 2-15, 3-14, whatever.
I'll bet you that won't happen. But Jack, I don't know if you heard the start of the show, but we said at the start of the show, this is the type of season that gets people fired.
Yes. You
know, so you're right.
And that's what's going to happen. Right or wrong, it's going to happen. But as far as us getting, you got to have different people picking the players, because if management stays the same, we're going to pick the wrong players in the draft, as we always have.
Jack, thank you for the phone call and the reprimand. We appreciate both. Stefanski's press conference in about 23 minutes. Don is in Dayton. Hello, Don.
Hey, Don.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, I've been a fan for 70 years.
Nice.
And to see this kind of football, I can't tell you how disgusting and depressing it is. One thing, you could tell the guys, the effort, like you said, wasn't there. And I don't understand why either. I guess they just gave up. But, and the last gentleman said, whoever, you know, does the drafting with Andrew Berry, I mean, he might be a nice guy and all, but the early round, he fails miserably, and he doesn't seem to want to draft anybody until the third round. And I don't, maybe you guys can explain this to me. When you have, they always talk about continuity. You need continuity in your football team to progress. Last year, they was, what, 11 games? What, 11 games?
Yep.
And why in the world do you make so many changes on the team? You bring in another offensive coordinator with a different philosophy in football. They try to merge the two offenses together, and it doesn't seem to be working. You bring in new coaches, new offensive line coach, which they had to do because he left. But on the defense, you got new coaches there too. Why do that? It doesn't make sense to me.
The only thing I can say about that, and I thought it was interesting, don't know the behind the scenes, don't know if there are any issues, don't know if they thought in order to advance a little bit more, we need to tweak some things. What I do know, Don, is that the one constant in pro sports is change. And it's on coaching staffs. Look at the resumes of guys in the NFL, NFL head coaches, NFL assistant coaches. And they bounce all over the place all the time. They go from good programs to good programs to bad programs. They're all over the place. So
Kansas City doesn't seem to be changing all their coaches very much.
Well, not all of them, but yeah. Look around the league. I mean, that's what mainly happens. Is well, that guys bounce like crazy.
Maybe whoever's making the judgment on the coaches they bring in needs to have a different philosophy, too.
Well, I think there are a lot of different philosophies, and Don, thank you. There are a lot of different philosophies that could be embraced. I will tell you, I'm stunned they're 2-8. I thought...
There were so many close games, you know, that could have gone maybe early in the season.
But good teams win those.
I know, you're right.
Good teams win those games.
On both sides of this, so...
I'm just stunned they're 2-8. You know, I can't believe the offense is as bad as it was. The only thing I'll say about what's happened so far that is, I think, a good thing, and we'll see if they follow through. I said before the season started that you should find out this year and make a decision on whether Deshaun Watson should see the next 2 years of this contract. And I think it's real clear that you need to find a different quarterback. If there's one thing that can come out of this, it's that. I mean, nothing against Deshaun. I mean, guy got his money. He's going to get paid. He's, you know, whatever. He didn't ask to be traded here. He said no. As Andy, as you pointed out, Brown should have listened to him.
Yeah.
Ugh. Said they threw more money at him and draft picks.
Said, I'm not coming.
He told them, and they didn't listen. And they made it worth his while. And it was clearly a bad move. And another bad move would be rolling into next season with him actually playing on this team.
A little bit of news, gentlemen. Mike Tomlin holding his press conference right now, saying he hasn't checked with Alex Highsmith for his availability, the defensive end / linebacker pass rusher.
Who's really good. Opposite TJ Watt.
But says he's probably more out than in. So looking like you won't see Alex Highsmith for Thursday. So you got that going for you, which is nice.
Well, don't wish him any ill will, but there you go.
No, that's not meant to wish ill will.
No, I know it's not. Yeah. I know. Dominic is in East Rochester. Dominic.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
How are you, sir?
I feel like I've made this call several times before. But this time, it's just, you know, and I know nobody likes to go there, but the word fire comes into play here. This just isn't working in this way. And I happen to like this coach, but the results, or lack of, are the results. And this is fireable in the NFL, and it's fireable right now. There should be no delay. Who's out there? I don't know. It's not my job to know. Other guys get paid a lot of money to know how you even begin to fix this. By the way, shout out to Joe earlier in the show. We are not going to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers Thursday night. As a matter of fact, guys, speaking of which, and just like your last caller, I'm 70 years a Browns fan. I'm hanging by a thread. I've never switched teams in my life. You guys may recall I'm a Yankee fan. Mm-hmm. Never switched teams in my life. But of all the teams, I'm watching Pittsburgh yesterday afternoon, and I'm saying to myself, why isn't this my team? This team plays football the way it's supposed to be played. Their coach is not calling plays on the sideline like ours still insists on doing.
Nope, I don't know. Ours anymore. Isn't. No, he quit doing that a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Pardon?
He quit doing that a couple weeks ago.
He did?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, thank goodness for that. Why did he have an offensive coordinator in the first place if he wasn't going to call the plays?
Dominic, you can't really argue that Kevin was a pretty good play caller the last 4 years.
Oh, I'm not buying that. Okay. You can say that, but I'm not buying it.
All right, I am.
I'm not buying it.
I am. I've been a Browns fan for 5 decades. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You guys are just resuming each other to
thank
death
you very much.
Wow, look at that.
Everybody gets a cookie.
I have medals out in the car if you need some. I'll get you one.
Dominic, I agree with you completely. This isn't working.
It's not working.
Yep, I mean, agree.
It's that simple.
Not working.
It's just not working. And, I mean, the mistakes have been, you know, from top to bottom. I mean, really, we are on the downslope. You know, we peaked over the fence at 11 wins, and now we're on the downslope. We're going to go from 11 wins to 2 wins.
Dominic, thank you for the phone call. You made sense.
Dominic scares me a little bit.
You think he knows people?
I think he does. I think he does. Dominic scares me just a little bit. I don't want to. Yes, sir. You got it.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey,
you know, we were so optimistic yesterday on the pregame show. We're like, okay, let's just look forward to the future. Let's see what we can see. Blah, 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 blah.
Isn't it stunning?
How was he on the postgame? Because he's so optimistic. I wonder.
He's a very optimistic guy. He's also very realistic.
He's realistically optimistic. How's that?
He said something at the beginning of the season, before it became an issue, that I thought was interesting when he said it.
And that was?
He's proven to be correct on this.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't like the fact that they brought back the defense basically intact.
Hmm.
And I thought, really? The defense was pretty good last year. And he doesn't like the idea of bringing it back basically intact. And guess what?
He thought they should have shaken it up a little bit?
No, not just shake it for the sake of shaking, but shake it for the sake of improving. And they didn't do a lot of that. And Tyvus, before we ever actually even saw any issues, said that he thought that was not a good idea. And I think he's been proven to be correct, don't you?
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't think it was going to be. Yep. I felt good. I mean, Jeff, there weren't a whole lot of movement in that, the top 22, right? The guys that start.
Oh, no, not at all. Jay's out buzzing around somewhere. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Jay.
What's up, boys? How we doing?
Good. You? It's a therapy Monday, man. It's dragging.
It is dragging. So I got to be honest. I'm 27 years old. I know there's a lot of older guys on here that have called in today. But, I totally agree with the caller that said it starts at the top with ownership with Jimmy Haslam. And, you even look at when the Browns got brought back. When was that, in 99?
Yeah.
They got brought back, right?
Yep.
And they had Al that brought them back. Why can't I have Al Lerner?
Yeah.
And, I think they got to the playoffs in 2001, right?
Yep. Keep going. Yep.
Am I correct on that? And then when he passed away. He passed away, and his son took over the team. And
was the playoff game in 02?
Yeah, and unfortunately,
the playoff game was in 02. I think that's right.
Okay, yeah. But his son took over the team. And you look at what happened when his son took over the team. He really didn't care that much about the Browns. He was more involved in his London soccer team.
I don't know, man. I think he gets a bad rap for that. I think he just wanted to do what I think we all wanted an owner to do. Spend as much money, not complain, and just hire the right guy.
Good people, he thought, and get out of the way.
He just had to hire the right guy, and everything would have been way different.
I understand. But he didn't hire the right people. And then you get this spiral effect. He sells the team to Jimmy. And I believe there was an ownership group that came together that were local Ohio guys, business owners, some Fortune 500 CEOs and stuff like that. And they wanted to buy the team. And Lerner sold the team for as much money as possible, which he can do, to Jimmy Haslam. It goes to Jimmy. He's been terrible the last 13 years. And he has made so many bad moves. I think we can all agree on that. And you just look ahead to how the team's run with Di Podesta at the top. I don't understand how he has not been fired at this point. And I just don't see where they go the next 2 years with this Deshaun Watson contract. I don't know what you guys think about it, but I just think at some point you got to cut your losses with Kevin Stefanski. He's a great coach, but maybe you move on to Vrabel and just suck for the next 2 years. And you get all these draft picks back and you start over. Because I just don't know what else you're going to do. I mean,
Jay,
they're in a really bad spot.
Yeah. Jay, I agree with you.
By the way, that playoff game was in 03. Sorry, 02 was the season they went.
We all know it's a rough spot right now.
Yeah.
Ownership, you can't say anybody's made the right move because they're 2-8. Okay? And Jay just said Paul Di Podesta. I get into it with a guy who called the show yesterday. Is Paul Di Podesta at the top?
He's a part of the group. It's
right.
A group decision. We keep hearing about the groups.
Yeah, he's in the group of decision makers. And if he's the guy calling all the shots, well, then they've hidden that very well.
Paul's an incredible thought partner.
There you go. Partner. He did say partner. So it's them. Apparently he's not calling all the shots.
Which apparently is the thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.